specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Oh, unhappy and pitiable and wretched man that I am, who will release and deliver me from the shackles of this body of death? Speaking about the flesh. He goes on to say, oh, thank God, he will, through Jesus Christ, the anointed one, our Lord. So then, indeed, I of myself with the mind and heart serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Okay, that's in the Amplified, and let's get it. I'll read it here in the King James. I thank God through Jesus. Let's go back to verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. Now pause there a minute. You're standing on a promise. You will to, you believe for, but he says, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Next verse. But I see another law in my members. Okay, now he's clarifying this for us. There's a war. Remember, the Father is the Father of spirits. But there's another law. Condemned to the flesh. And Paul saw this. He said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members, which is in my flesh. You see, if we don't allow that seed to travel from our head to our spirit, then Mr. Flesh is going to step in the way. And you can hope and pray all you want. And say all the right things and give and that, but it hasn't. You have not become pregnant. And so there's a law. You will always have the desire to, but never the ability to perform it. You'll never see it become reality because you never got pregnant. And the flesh is there to war against that, to bring you into that place of limitation. Frustration, going around that familiar mountain over and over and over and over. Paul saw this. He said, I recognize another law that's working in my members, trying to bring me into captivity to the law of sin. You see, he's not talking about going back into nightclubs and all that. He's talking about missing the mark. Anything that is not of faith is sin, and bringing me back into the law of sin, which is in my members. See, God is the Father of spirits. In our flesh there dwelleth no good thing. Your flesh will not profit you one bit. No matter how you try to discipline it, it's going to be flesh. No matter how you try to do this, that, or another, listen, you can't do anything to perfect it or improve it. You have to crucify it. Okay. I want to show you something here. I believe you're getting something. I want to show you so you have the tools to be able to go from the promise to the manifestation. Now, here's some of the things that happen. Between the promise and the blessing, poverty, that which has to do with death, that which has to do with the curse, it's in that place between the idea or the promise and the accomplishing of the promise that poverty first plants its seed. Matthew 13, verse 24. Now, this is what we have to watch out for. That's why Paul said, keep Timothy, guard. Don't allow. See, some of us have gotten to a threshold, and the enemy's doing everything he can to distract you, to cause you to let go, cause you to think, okay, this is enough. I've gone far enough. I can't go any further. See, but it's between that promise and the manifestation or the fullness. God is committed to your prosperity, to your wealth. And it's not just monetary, but to your wealth, your well-being, everything about your life, exuding his life, his presence, favor wherever you go, doors opening up. Amen. All you need whenever you need it, plus some. That's wealth, not just a bunch of money. Healing when you need it. Peace of mind when you need it. Joy like a river. Come on. Wealthy people. God is committed to that. Amen. He's committed to you being wealthy. You couldn't shake a stick at people who have money but have no happiness, have no joy. Matthew 13, verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven, here we go again, is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Hold it right there. We take the word and we sow it into our heart, our field. We're sowing good seed. Next verse. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Ah, I've been sowing good seed. I've been standing on the promise, but the enemy has come. See, right in the midst of your prospering, there can be chaos. There can be confusion because the enemy has sown some things. And he's trying to get what he's sown to choke out what you've sown. And it can be confusing. It can be discouraging. It can be disheartening. How many have given up at that time rather than moving forward? See, why? Because they didn't understand. They thought they were missing God. But see, an enemy comes and tries to prey upon your flesh, in which there dwelleth no good thing, and try to influence and impact you or impress you with the flesh when God doesn't deal with your flesh. He deals with your spirit. While you do good, evil is still present. That's why you can't be distracted with this foolishness. What people say, what they say you can't do, what is said you can't have. Amen. Stigmas and stereotypes. You got to be drawing from your spirit, man, putting the word that has no limitations, has no boundaries. Wealth means that you draw from a supply that can't run dry, that has no limitations or boundaries. Whenever you need, whatever you need, how much ever you need is right there. That's what wealth means. Are we getting this? You see, verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also. Huh? You see, in situations like that, the enemy distracts you. You give up on what God is doing because you're being crowded in this environment. Your flesh is feeling the pressure. You're seeing tares. God told you yes, but somebody in the environment that had some kind of, they were, what do you call them, experts. They told you no. God already told you yes, and they told you no. And so the pressure from without, you're allowing it to choke what's on the inside of you. But let's go back to 1 John 4 and 4. What does it say? For he that is in you is greater. That's why you cannot be governed by what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you've tasted. None of these senses. You cannot be governed by that because God is the God of spirits. He operates in the spirit. You allow this stuff in the environment, you allow it to, it will abort what you've been impregnated with. It will abort your prophetic journey. I tell you, God has for you more than enough. Not just enough, not paycheck to paycheck, but more than enough. And that's his will. He's committed to that. He's not insecure with that. It's not about just money. It's about God and His kingdom. It's about having heaven's best. Now, some of the seeds, you see, just when the fruit is about to be produced, circumstances come to try to prevent you from harvesting, try to steal your energy that comes from your faith. I mean, faith energizes you. But when the devil tries to steal that, you know, when you get depressed or when you get down, that's exactly what happens. You get down, you lose your energy. You lose your fight. You lose your drive. You lose all that stuff. See, that's the enemy bringing circumstances come time for harvest to try to steal, to try to block you. So understand, when it's harvest time, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be exactly in place. It don't mean that everything's, you know, you're going to have a lot of room to work with. It don't mean that everybody's going to like you. It don't mean that everything's going to be moving in your direction. It don't mean that everything's going to be favoring you. You got to know by the Spirit. And if you observe the wind, you won't sow. You have to know by your spirit man, because God is the Father of spirits. He ain't thinking about your flesh. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. In your flesh there dwelleth reasoning. In your flesh there may dwell some good works. Do you understand? But the good works are the enemy to the best works. The good works are what you can produce. You can put fig leaves on. You can do religious service from your flesh and wonder why you're not really experiencing what the Bible says. Because your flesh. See, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was not just the tree of evil. You see, money is what they call, I forget the word, but money is not good or evil. Some people think money's evil. Money's not evil. As a matter of fact, money has no voice, has no arms, no legs, no eyes, but yet it moves. And what it tends to do is move away from the poor toward the rich. How many know it's time that money start moving toward you? But it starts in the spirit. It's from the inside. You don't have to pursue it. It will start moving towards you. Opportunities, creativities, favor, blessings, all kinds of things will start. You'll be right strewn in your pathway as you allow the Father of spirits to govern your spirit. Now we see a thief, an enemy, came. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Then appeared the tares also. Weeds appeared during the time that the seed was producing fruit. I'll say it again. Weeds came up. Just as the seed was producing its fruit, just when fruit is about to be produced, when the baby's about to be born, circumstances come to try and prevent your harvest.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.